Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Moore. Steve is part of the editorial board at Wall Street Journal. That's WSJ.com. His new book is called Who's the Fairest of Them All, Taxes and Wealth in America. I encourage you to find that as well as the other books he's written. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for all the great years you've given us and the wisdom you brought us. Couple of things I want to get in this segment. Number one, you know the story about Atlas Shrugged, the Ayn Rand book where all the great minds just gave up on the government, beating them up about their performance, and they just went off and said, we retire, we quit, right? That's just the essence of that book. I just wonder how long it's going to be before, and it may actually be starting to happen right now, before small businesses start shrugging and say, I'm not going to grow anymore. I'd like to grow, but I don't have to. So far, that's not a mandate. And I'm just going to kind of hang on to what I got here. And what do you think, Steve?
Well, I think you're already seeing that. I mean, I don't think the reason that this has been the most miserable and most anemic recovery from a recession since the Great Depression, because everything in Washington that President Obama has done has been exactly the wrong thing to do. And we've had more debt, more taxes, higher spending, more regulation, more health care mandates, all these things. And you know, we treat these small businessmen and women that you're talking about in Washington, we treat them like they're ATM machines.
Yeah.
You know, it's cash dispensers. Mm-hmm. And I do think, you know, one of the reasons you have over $1 trillion of investment capital that should be injected into the next generation of small businesses,
right,
it is not being injected into businesses, is because of this war on small business by Washington.
The war on success is really, it's palpable, isn't it?
That's what my book is all about. You know, who's the fairest of them all?
Yep.
Is that I don't want to spoil the ending for people, but I ask, what's the fairest system? It's clearly the free enterprise system. That's
right.
What creates the most wealth, the most jobs, and has made America, you know, the richest country in the world. And President Obama doesn't believe in the free enterprise system. He believes in the redistribution system.
And as I point out in my upcoming column, Steve, eventually government expansion and economic expansion become mutually exclusive, don't they?
No question about it. I mean, the government essentially crowds out.
And aren't we kind of there?
Sure. You know, the government now has grown from 20 to 24% of GDP. If we stay on the path we're on with Obamacare, we'll be up to 26, 27%. So the more the government, every dollar the government spends, as my friend Milton Friedman used to say, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. The government spends a dollar, it has to come from somewhere.
Right. So I agree, and I'm telling you, small business owners are telling me, based on the polls that I report on, the ones that we take here in my business, this is what they're saying. Small business owners are even if they're not saying we're going to shrug, their anxiety and the way they answer other questions tell you that they're shrugging without realizing it.
No question about it, and it's scary because now the good news is, look, if we had a change in some of these policies, I think that all that money, if you get all that money reinjected into the economy, things could turn around really quickly,
Let's change subjects just a minute for the last couple of minutes and talk about President Obama's tendency to try to render Congress inert, basically just to go around them. He's talking about, they're talking about doing it with the gun control issue. He's done did it last year with the immigration issue. Basically,
right.
He subverted something that Rubio was working on in the Senate. What else do you see him doing this next 4 years?
Yeah, this is called government by executive order, and
right.
It's basically the government going, you put it well, an end run around Congress to make laws, and I think this is not even constitutional, Jim. I mean, our Constitution is very clear on this. It's the Congress, the legislature, that makes the laws, not the president. The president executes. That's why we call him the executive branch. He executes the laws. And the president is taking on the responsibility not just of forcing the laws and executing the laws, but making the laws. And that is completely unconstitutional.
But he's disdainful. He's not just disdainful of Congress because they don't always agree with him. He's disdainful of their existence.
Disdainful of the Constitution. Yeah, and the Constitution. And, yeah. You know, there's a piece in the New York Times. I mean, the left really believes, boy, the Constitution, it's just such a cumbersome document. If we didn't have the Constitution, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing? Yeah. I mean, I'm not making this up, Jim.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, I have to say, Steve, I'm glad you're reporting on this. I'm glad you and your paper are keeping the truth out there and reporting on what's really going on. And I'm going to keep following what you guys do. Thank you for being here. Thank you for almost 10 great years. And keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks. Steve Moore, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen Moore is the book is called Who's the Fairest of Them All? That's his brand spanking new book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.